Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
See, you have a very nice voice.
You should know better that he is always recording.
The microphone is always on.
Always
on. Learning that. That's a hard lesson to learn.
He's always trying to find ways to humiliate us. You more than me. And he has found many.
You're saying I don't have a nice singing voice?
No. Keep it to yourself. Okay, so apparently I hit a nerve when I said...
the napkin thing?
Yes. I said... we were at lunch today. The three of us went to lunch. Paul paid, by the way.
Yeah.
I kind of offered, but not really. So
you had Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I was like, Let me grab my card. Oh,
no, it's okay. I can't reach my purse. Oh, can you somebody hand me my purse?
All right, you're by.
Yeah, it's fine. I was happy to.
With all that, the movie Twister money.
Yeah. My last check was $12. Thank you. Yeah, right. It's keeping me going.
So we're at lunch, and I don't know, DJ, what happened? Why did we bring it up that you said we don't buy napkins in my house?
Yeah, I don't know why we were talking about that. But
you know, at a restaurant, we put our napkins in our laps. You're your person.
What's a napkin? Save money where you can save money. Yeah. Why wouldn't you? So I understand the sentiment. Why have another artifact to do something that something everybody has will do just as well? It doesn't look as pretty as folding a napkin in half, but a paper towel, it does get the job done.
So the texters are really, they're really hot on this one.
Really?
Okay. 651-461-9226. You can call and tell DJ that he is a Neanderthal.
Yeah.
Or you can call and tell me that I'm a prissy pants.
By the way,
we don't need napkins.
We'd like to apologize to any Neanderthals that might be listening right now.
A caveman.
You're going to be
guys,
going to sensitivity class.
Paper
Jordana.
Towels are more expensive, the texter writes. Now, I have never done the comparison, but is that true?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Right offhand, I don't know.
Hey, guys, how about using cloth napkins? We've done that for years. Yes, we had
and
kids.
Just launder them.
We just use cloth napkins and wash them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I don't buy either. I use cheap washcloths.
Washcloths.
Okay? For decades, there have been restaurants everywhere that have a roll of paper towels on every table.
Yeah.
Sure.
Exactly.
Sure. I get that. Oh, this is nice. Please let Jordana know, this is a sidebar, tangent now, folks, that I was a volunteer for Be the Match for many years while working in the Twin Cities IT field. I've worked at many fundraising events and helped many to recruit bone marrow donors.
Hmm.
Personally met both recipients and donors and never with dry eyes. I have seen miracles.
Wow.
I'm almost 75, Jordana, never give up. A few tears are okay once in a while. Smile with a fiesta attitude. And no... fiesta attitude is what you need now. Fight hard. That's so sweet.
That is sweet.
That's so sweet. Jordana will beat the bleep out of cancer and live a long life.
What's a fiesta attitude, though?
Like a party, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right, back to the paper towels. Enough about Jordana.
No.
Hey, guys, I use paper towels almost exclusively. My wife uses napkins and paper towels, but 50-50. No doorbells.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you're talking about the things millennials don't use. They don't use napkins. They don't use doorbells.
The napkins are too small, and they have a different consistency than paper. Paper towels are actually softer
on your face.
Yes. The napkins I use or actually don't use.
Buying some cheap napkins.
I think that's besides the point, though, because you can buy high or low quality napkins or paper towels. I think that's besides the point. It's, you know, if you can buy the really nice soft of either, which is a different topic. But at the base, they're the same thing. So why buy two things? One's literally just folded differently.
Why not use toilet tissue?
Well,
no, that's different, but that's instead of Kleenex. You would get rid of your Kleenex and only use toilet tissue.
But I do that.
Those are the same thing. The toilet tissue is accessible for kids. So if, you know, Winter's got a bloody nose or whatever, or snotty nose, you just say, hey, go get some toilet
tissue. And you can flush it. You can't flush Kleenex down the pot,
call them tissues.
Kleenex tissues? No, Kleenex, I think.
Kleenex is the brand.
Sure. But that's what we call it, yeah.
It's like saying Frisbee. And,
see, this is a whole nother three-hour show.
Okay,
we're going to stick with the napkins and the paper towels right now.
Yeah, okay.
Joran, Paul, we don't buy napkins. We're in our 60s. We use washcloths, much more environmentally friendly than napkins or paper towels. That's right.
I've not heard that. I've not heard the washcloth thing. It makes sense to me.
Paul, I have to, says a card to Chris. It must be a typo. With my Ring camera set up in my house in the western suburbs, they don't rip me off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul, I have caught crooks with my Ring camera set up, and I live in Ramsey.
Yes.
All right. Someone says cloth napkins. And then this one says, this is what sleeves are for. Is my son texting in on this text line?
Well,
what's happening here? Maddox, why are you on the text line? let's see. This is Wolf. I accept your apology on the Neanderthal comment.
Yeah.
Sleeves work fine. Paper towels, except for special occasions. Oh, so people have special occasion now. Yeah. I get that.
If you have people over, I guess if we have people over, then we'll set out the napkins. But otherwise, I'm okay. I'm with you, DJ, on the paper towels.
Paul, if you invited Jordan and I over for lunch, would we get paper towels or napkins?
I think Lori would set out napkins.
Okay.
I would have a separate stash of paper towels. For your lap and for your mouth.
Lori would set out napkins because she's a person.
Yeah. Well, she's got a lot more class and taste than I do. But I like the paper towel. They're bigger.
So DJ sent me a list of things that millennials are killing. And by the way, napkins is the first thing on the list.
Yeah, of course.
What else is on
that
list?
That they don't use
pagers,
napkins,
fax machines.
And I love millennials. Yeah, so this is not like a knock. This is not a knock on millennials, but this is a thing. Like when DJ said something that we don't use napkins in my house, I was like, oh my God, how could you not use napkins? You know, and not because I'm so prissy, but like I just put out napkins every meal for we just do. Formal dress is something millennials don't do. You don't do formal dress, like to come to work.
No.
I mean, DJ's in a zip up.
You have a sport coat or two? Do you wear that to church? Do you ever get into a sport coat?
Like once a year on average. I have a suit that I had to buy for a wedding, and I have one other like sport coat thing that I've had forever. But once a year at most, I would say.
Casual dining restaurants. You guys aren't going to like Fridays or Applebee's or Ruby Tuesdays?
No.
You're not? Where do you eat?
I don't know. We don't eat out that much
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. So are they
No, it's either fast food or it's something more. It's something more unique. Yeah.
Okay.
I think the thought, you know, is that TGI Fridays or Applebee's, it's all just kind of frozen, not that good food that's reheated for you.
You should. What a great endorsement.
Well, go somewhere real.
Large homes.
There goes that deal.
Large homes. We're not living in large homes.
The McMansions.
Oh,
right.
They're not doing that.
A lot of people aren't doing that.
Yeah.
Large homes. Traditional marriage. No, DJ's married. I know a lot of millennials that are married, but I guess a lot of them are not, you know. So 67% of boomers were married at age 25 to 37. 57% of Gen Xers were married at the same age. Only 46% of millennials ages 25 to 37 are married.
Wow. Waiting longer.
Really?
Yeah.
Divorce. They're also not getting divorced because they're not getting married.
Because they get married later, or yes, yeah.
There is a correlation, yeah.
pricey. Oh, we talked about this yesterday. Pricey engagement rings. Millennials are not buying into the diamond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because nothing says I love you and value you like cubic zirconia.
Honey, don't
here,
listen
honey.
To them.
Here,
Mark,
honey.
Turn off
I
the
paid
radio.
$59.99 for this ring. I love you so much.
Mark, shh, don't listen.
God.
Talking nonsense, honey. No. Dinner dates. Millennials aren't getting engaged. Are they at least dating? Not in the same way adults used to. So they're not going on dinner dates. So they're going on coffee dates or having a drink.
Yeah, coffee or drink or go for a walk or go bowling or axe throwing or something unique. Yeah.
Okay. Traditional hotels. That's for sure because you guys are doing
absolutely.
Airbnb.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's smart. Big box gyms. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I think that's true. You either have a home gym or you're going to like the little Snap Fitness or something.
Yeah, they're
like
doing
that.
SoulCycle or Pure Bar or Snap Fitness, like kind of a boutique exercise experience. Mayonnaise.
Yes.
Well, I can't stand mayonnaise.
Yeah, mayonnaise. I don't eat mayonnaise.
Right, can we all agree that we're done with mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise and ketchup. Both of them,
No. No.
Same category.
No. Hot sauce, ketchup, yellow mustard, by the way.
Oh,
yellow
my God.
Mustard.
Spicy Gulden's brown.
No,
talk to me about
yellow mustard is the only way to go. That great poupon stuff will kill you.
Absolutely not. You can't. No. I don't think we can be friends anymore.
What?
American cheese.
I like American cheese.
Me too.
But my kids make fun of me.
Are they eating like Gouda and brie? And
you know what they call it? They call it dog cheese.
Yeah.
That's what you give your dog for a treat. I go, there's nothing wrong with it. It's a sliced American cheese. It's fine.
Like the Kraft singles?
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
Well, what are you eating, Mr. Brie?
No. I do love brie, but like cheddar. Just like, just
I
get
like
some,
cheddar
get some
too.
White cheddar. It's so much better
I do
than
not,
American cheese. You know how they make that American cheese, the Kraft singles?
I don't discriminate like you do, okay?
They take a bottle of spray cheese and they spray it and then squeeze it out into a square. That's how they make it.
I think DJ hates America.
Can't
That's
all
why.
The cheeses live together? Can't we celebrate every color and texture and flavor of cheese?
I know we're running long, but this is fun. Hold on. I think that's the end.
Cans of tuna.
Oh, cans of tuna.
Which
really?
Is totally
You're not
true.
Eating
no,
cans
we
of
don't.
Tuna?
I don't think I've had a can of tuna in my house in years.
How do you eat tuna fish? Do you not eat tuna fish?
No.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we buy fish. I buy like frozen. Tilapia or something like that.
You don't eat tuna. You don't need a tuna fish sandwich.
No,
we have.
I can't remember the last time I've had that.
What is happening?
But it's more.
You need mayonnaise for that, don't you?
You know, you do. You need just like the tiniest. I tell Mark what he makes it. I make it super dry because I can't stand mayonnaise. Oh. But you have to eat it with a tuna fish sandwich.
No, we don't have mayonnaise or tuna fish in our house.
What about peanut butter?
We do have peanut butter.
How can
peanut
you
butter?
Live without peanut butter?
Yeah,
nobody can
That's
live
a staple.
Without peanut butter.
Yeah. Okay. Thank God.
Ridiculous. Bar soap? You're not using, but what are you cleaning yourself with?
We do use bar soap. Okay. Yeah. Which I think I went away from it and now we're back to bar soap. You know, for a while it was like body wash. Yeah. But I guess we have less. You know, the hand soap we use is out of a bottle that's like liquid soap.
Why are they saying millennials killed wine corks? You drink wine.
Is it?
I do,
they say
but
they're
it's
using
the
screw caps.
Twist off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Drinking box wine?
I'm not judging because you know what? I would drink
box wine.
If I could drink wine, I would drink
box wine.
It's fine. I'd be fine.
After the first sip, it doesn't matter.
Motorcycles. Apparently, sales of Harley Davidsons have been slashed. Why aren't you riding motorcycles anymore? You're a motorcycle guy. You ride a scooter.
No, I'm kind of that's like an anti-motorcycle guy.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I'm not a motorcycle guy.
Okay.
God, I'd like to try that electric Harley, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
Well, maybe the millennials will get on board with the electric Harley.
I think so. I hope so.
Wait, fabric softener.
Yeah, I've never used that. What is it? What does it do?
Really?
It makes your clothes smell good in the dryer, but yeah, come to think of it, we haven't used it in a long
Me
time.
Me neither.
Either.
I haven't used it, but I use dryer sheets.
Oh, I don't know what that is either.
Oh, well, aren't your clothes all staticky when it comes out of the dryer?
I don't know. I've never thought about it.
Oh, and Katrina's doing the laundry is what I'm hearing, but he's not saying. Doorbells, that's on the list.
Yes.
Yeah, they totally kill doorbells. DJ was right about that. Razors? Are you guys not shaving? Are you just gross?
Oh, yeah. I don't use razors.
What do you use?
I use like an electric trimmer on the lowest setting, so it's never clean shaven. It's just always
the
a little
stubble,
bit of scruff.
You like that stubble?
Always scruff, yeah.
Yeah.
What about the millennial women? Are we no longer shaving our legs?
Well, I don't know. I'm not in that category.
Can you call Katrina right now?
No.
Katrina.
She's doing No.
Katrina, what's up? How are you womanscaping, Katrina? Share with the group. She would kill all
no
of us.
No pressure. We're live,
well.
Katrina.
Not go well.
No pressure.
I don't know. My girls shave their legs. Breakfast cereal. Now, come on. Yeah. I just heard that General Mills was having a hard time keeping up with the supply that they needed. Mm-hmm. Do you eat breakfast cereal?
We do, but not very often. Like a couple of times a month.
We'll Frosted Mini Wheats. Thank you. We're done here. Frosted Mini Wheats. It's got the crunchy, sweet exterior. Yeah. It's got a lot of fiber.
Do you get a Dakota ring if you get seven boxes, too?
No.
And you should. A secret Dakota ring. You absolutely should.
And Lori judges me and mocks me every time I have a bowl of Frosted Mini Wheats.
Don't trust people who don't like cereal.
Yeah.
You have to like cereal.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah. And my girlfriend who's staying at my house today was like, I'm going to get you some of that fiber cereal that like helps your digestion. Yeah. I was like, please don't. If it doesn't start with the word sugar, don't buy it for me. Remember Sugar Smacks, Sugar Pops? We used to have all that in my house. I love Frosted Flakes. I love.
But then you're basically having dessert for breakfast.
And your point?
Okay.
Yeah.
We have now blown through two segments.
Yeah, I think we have. We should probably go to break.
I would say something like, what else are millennials ruining? But I don't think you guys are ruining things. I think things are just changing.
But keep the text coming. What else are millennials living without? Based on your observation or your personal experience, send us a text, 651-461-9226. We'll be right back. Paul and Jordana and DJ, happy Thursday. Thank you for tuning in. We've been keeping you posted on what's happening in Ukraine to the best of our ability. Just read something that made me do a double take. Today, Ukraine accused Russia of forcibly taking hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian civilians from shattered Ukrainian cities into Russia, where some may be used as hostages to pressure Kyiv, to pressure Ukraine to give up. 402,000 people have been taken against their will, including 84,000 kids. The Kremlin has said that those who were relocated, Jor, wanted to go to Russia. And that is absolutely the farthest thing from the truth. But today, President Biden meeting with NATO and said that if the Russians do resort to chemical weapons out of desperation, because things are not going the way that I think Putin
obviously
and his clan of cronies thought they would, that we would, the United States would take measures if they use chemical weapons in Ukraine, and didn't get any more specific than that. But
we're going to talk. And speaking of, well, not just chemical weapons, but also technology as a weapon. In the 5 o'clock hour, we are going to speak with a security expert to talk about hacking, to talk about what kind of things that Russia can do, lashing out on technology that may affect us. And, you know, we have our friend Joe Lindsley, who comes on the air with us, who is a reporter in Ukraine. An independent journalist in Ukraine, and he was just on with us yesterday. So check out my Instagram if you didn't see that. I posted that interview on Instagram at Jordana Verde, at Jordana Verde, or on Twitter at Jordana WCCO. You can check that out. But he said he just posted an update this morning that his social media had been hacked. And I was scrolling through to see what it was. It was like a triple post. It was the same post, like of Elon Musk, something Elon Musk posted on Twitter. Somebody must have somehow hacked into Joe's Instagram account and put up these Elon Musk posts. And he said, I know it's been hacked because I don't have control. I can't take them down. It wasn't misinformation. It wasn't anything dangerous, but it was like these silly Elon Musk posts. So he was a little nervous that his social media was at risk. And sure, he's in Ukraine. So I get why he would be nervous that he could be hacked. But look, you know, technological warfare is something that the Russians are probably good at. We know how much disinformation and fake news they spread during our election process. And it could certainly happen again during this war with Ukraine.
A senior military official from NATO, Jordana, says up to 40,000 Russian troops have been either killed, wounded, or taken prisoner or are missing in
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ukraine, this according to the Wall Street Journal. And the thinking is, as Russia becomes more desperate, they may resort to weapons of mass destruction. And it's hard for any of us to wrap our brains around that, but biological, chemical, even tactical nuclear weapons. And the question now is, what constitutes an attack on NATO? Mm-hmm. In other words, if you set off a dirty bomb, a chemical weapon, God forbid, a nuke, and the chemicals or the radioactivity drifts into Poland, that is an attack.
Of course.
And so, you know, everybody doing cartwheels and handstands to try to avoid, and I get it, you know, nobody wants
to. Bowing down to Putin to try to avoid, licking his boots to try to avoid. Why do we have to do this for a madman? We need to take a stronger stance and never let it get to that. That is my thought on this.
Yeah, yeah, I know. The only thing he respects is power and strength. Mm-hmm. And
let's show him some.
So we'll see. But again, Biden has already told the governors, including Governor Walz, that expect cyber attacks. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, 5 o'clock hour, 5:18, Alex Hammerstone will be joining us for the latest on what we can all do to lower the risk of getting hacked if it becomes a true cyber attack, as many believe it will. When we come back, we have questions about COVID. The pandemic isn't over. Things are moving in the right direction. We still have some concerns, and we'll address those concerns next.
So good.
Yep.
Just so good. So a group of airline CEOs sent a letter to the president asking him to end the federal mask mandate on public transportation, like airplanes. Now, I got to be honest. The airplane is probably the place I will forever wear my mask because they're packed in like sardines. And I hope the president sends a letter to these airline CEOs and asks them why the seats have to be so small.
There's always a guy behind you,
and
too.
And no leg room. Yeah.
There's a guy behind you who's like coughing up a lung.
Thank you. It's just such a small space. So that's the place we should be wearing our masks forever. And I was really surprised by this. And we also have a couple of other COVID questions, new variant, the whole shebang. So we once again asked our expert, Dr. Jason Sanchez from Infectious Disease Specialist right here in Minneapolis to join us. He's also my personal infectious disease doctor, who I'm very grateful that I haven't had to be with in person for a while now. But Dr. Sanchez, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad I haven't heard from you recently as well.
That's good
news. Dr. Yeah. Sanchez knows when he gets a text that Jordana's in bad way. She's got some pneumonia. Something's going on.
It's a hot mess.
I'm glad at least we can just talk shop on the air here at CCO. So what do you think about this airline lifting the mask mandate? As an infectious disease specialist, how do you view that?
Well, I mean, as an infectious disease doctor, you know, that's concerning because it may lead to, as you guys spoke about, more transmission or problems when people are in a confined space like that. And the thing about that's different, I think, about airlines and flying in planes is that it's different from being able to choose to go to a restaurant or not. If you need to travel for reasons that may be a little bit out of your control, you're stuck with these people, as opposed to, you know, avoiding big crowds on your own. But, you know, we're trying to balance societal needs. And obviously that's their concern, and the disruption that they have observed on airlines are an issue. And so I think that we're seeing the push and the pull of, you know, the balancing of those two needs and concerns. And especially as our numbers here in the United States are decreasing, it becomes attractive to think that we can get back to normal life as soon as possible.
Hey, Dr. Sanchez, this is Paul. Thanks for joining us today. I just saw some data from the Mayo Clinic. Fewer than 1 in 1,000 people who've been vaccinated or previously infected with the virus itself, fewer than 1 in 1,000 were hospitalized with a new breakthrough infection. It underscores the best way to prevent severe infection from COVID-19, hospitalization, and death is vaccination. And now we see this new subvariant, BA2, a variant of Omicron. And there's no evidence, correct me if I'm wrong, it may be more contagious. There's no evidence that it's more severe. I think many of us kind of getting back into the normal swing of life, is it premature to go back to 2019, the way things were?
Yeah, it's really hard to say what's going to happen with this BA2, because as you say, it is more found to be a little more infectious, which is hard to believe because Omicron was so much more infectious than Delta. But this BA2 variant of Omicron is apparently even more infectious and transmissible. And yet it is equally affected by or helped by the vaccination and by prior infection with the original Omicron variant, BA1. So as our population builds immunity, either through vaccination or through infection, and Omicron, you know, helped with that in some regard and causing a lot of people to develop immunity, some of them, a number of them hospitalized, as we saw. But now that we've had that, we have increasing immunity in the community that should help us against this new variant. And it's hard to say with this coming what's going to happen in the United States, because we're seeing different things happen in different countries right now.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Moderna shared some information about the vaccine for kids. It said that the vaccine gives kids a similar immune response as it does adults, but the shot was only 40% effective against symptomatic illness for kids under 3. What are your thoughts on vaccinations for children? And we can go 5 and under.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great to get a vaccine that works well on them. And even though they're a population that doesn't tend to get as sick in general, if you can reduce the numbers that do get ill even more with an effective vaccine, it's going to be helpful. You know, the 40% effective is not ideal. And for adult vaccines, at least, we wanted them to be at least 50% effective to recommend them. So it's sort of flirting with that number right now. But I guess it's going to come down to it to determine whether this is the best we can do and whether that's good enough to risk the minuscule risks of side effects with that degree of effectiveness.
Dr. Jason Sanchez, infectious disease specialist. We sure appreciate the update. Thank you for your perspective and overall your optimism. We're not home free yet, but I guess we can see the finish line. But the bottom line, we're gonna have to keep living with this, right? I mean, this is not going away. We have to find ways to live with COVID.
Yeah, and I think as we build more immunity in the community, that'll be easier, unless there's a new variant that evades that immunity. But I'm hopeful that we'll get to a more normal existence here in the near future, months, year or two, as we go through this.
Yeah.
But are you still wearing your mask on planes?
Oh, yeah. And I think, I wear an N95 on the plane, yeah. Whereas, you know, I'll use a regular surgical mask a lot of other places. Yeah. But and I think if you're immune compromised or elderly, using a really good mask on a plane like an N95 is going to be your best friend there.
Yeah, no doubt. Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Dr. Jason Sanchez. Thank you, Doc.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Doc. I like talking to him on the air, not as I'm lying in a hospital bed. So I appreciate that. I'm glad he comes on with us.
Still like to show up in just a full-length hazmat suit. Would they let you on the plane if you head-to-toe hazmat suit?
I'm close. Trust me. Once I go back into treatment, I think I might have to go online, purchase some old space suits or
You're
going
to have to isolate, mm-hmm. obviously, and you're going to have to tell people, even the people you love, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I can't see you.
That's right.
Happy to Zoom with you. But
right. Right.
Yeah.
I think that's why my friends all came into town. I got a lot of people in town this weekend. And we're going to go see Marley, get everything in before we stop hugging again.
Yeah.
It's okay, though.
The hugging will return.
It's 3:46. Fun story about a Japanese gentleman who rents himself out to do nothing. Next.
Down, which means no one noticed. Apple book.
Ouch.
Look it up on Apple.
How did we start the bag of rice? Like, who thought of that? That's not like an Apple recommended thing, right? Didn't just a
to
smart
to dry
person.
It out?
Yeah, to dry
if
out.
If you
your
drop your iPhone in the
water.
Toilet.
Rice absorbs water. Dry rice absorbs water. So
I guess like regular smart people. I'm not that smart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, that's because it works, right?
You didn't put it in cooked rice, did you?
No. No, I've never dropped my phone in the toilet. Knock wood. Knock wood. Kanahara, that it should never happen. It's
Does
so
it work
gross.
For quinoa, too, or just rice?
Well, the millennials
brown
would do quinoa.
Rice? White
and kale.
Rice? Kale.
Yeah, and
quinoa is too expensive. You can't waste it.
But it's healthier. It's healthier for your iPhone.
I have been trying to share this story for days, and I'm so happy that we have a minute or two to do it right now. There is a gentleman, Shoji Morimoto, in Japan, who calls himself the do-nothing rent-a-man. He rents himself out for odd jobs, and the odd jobs are to do nothing. He's 38 years old, and he says people hire him to join them in activities like eating, shopping, and going for walks. But he says, I don't make any special effort. I do reply to chit-chat, but that's it. He doesn't make conversation. He doesn't do anything. He just, you know, nods and smiles.
He just shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
That's right. He says he's a rent-a-man.
Paid to just show up.
He gets paid to just show up.
Huh.
He says people want to engage in the mundane, like having a meal or listening to a speaker, or somebody rented him out to go to somebody's wedding, you know, that kind of thing, or somebody didn't want to eat alone, or if they don't want to go to the movies alone, they will rent him out and he will sit next to them and either chit-chat or respond to them. He doesn't try to insert himself in their life. He said he started doing this unusual job in 2018, so it was pre-pandemic.
Hmm.
He was unemployed, and he operated a Twitter account called the Do Nothing Rent-A-Man to advertise his services. He has more than 200,000 followers. He says he's constantly amazed at the different personalities that hire him. He said some people are lonesome. Some people feel that it's a shame to go somewhere alone. And some people just want to share their impressions with him, just have somebody to talk to. He says he books up to 3 gigs a day and has completed more than 3,000 jobs so far. So, like, for example, sharing a coffee in silence, listening to somebody chat, sharing cake with someone on their birthday. That's actually the saddest thing I ever heard. Accompanying people to restaurants and shops.
Like an escort. Yeah.
Joining a client on a swing set.
Huh.
When somebody just wants somebody there. Some of the requests he's turned down include cleaning houses, doing laundry, posing nude, and get this, becoming someone's friend. He says, I'm not a friend or an acquaintance. I'm free of bothersome things that accompany relationships, but I can ease people's sense of loneliness.
Is that the key to life? Just showing up?
I guess. I mean, it seems a little sad because maybe some of these people want a real friend, but they don't have access to a friendship.
A rent-a-friend.
Or a person.
Huh.
So I thought it was at first when I saw the story, I thought, oh, okay, this is, you know, post-COVID, but it's not. It's before COVID, and people are lonely. People are really lonely. In Japan, for the first time, they appointed a minister of loneliness in 2020 to tackle the problem of people being lonely. So he's feeling a real
Japan
niche.
Has a rapidly aging population. A significant percentage of Japanese are over the age of 50, 60. Oh, so yeah, you're right. We had a loneliness epidemic before the pandemic,
yes.
And the pandemic
yes.
has made it worse.
And while we make fun or we think it's, you know, silly or I can't believe this, like, it's a real thing.
That's a job
I
could do that job. I could show up, keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, you'd want to chat.
No.
You'd want to chat.
Don't ask me about the weather. Let me just sit here and eat my sandwich.
Next up, Cory Booker during the confirmation hearings. Next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.